prevalent tunes?
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
Hey, there's that very cactus over there. Look, can you see it? See that one there? The park one there, the red one there?
I see it. We're out on the street today.
We're outside. We're amongst the people.
We're street
Let
kids.
Me hear you, people. Yeah.
Street kids.
I thought it was going to be. Just good, honest people, good BFM listeners, part of the community.
Yes.
Yeah, BFM listeners, real groovy customers, strangers, and friends, all together as one.
That's right. And lookers, ogglers.
Yeah.
We're stopping traffic here.
Spectators. Yeah, well, there you go. So there's a rundown of everything we've got. But okay. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm having a Star Wars hangover.
Me too.
I saw it last night.
So did I.
It's so long.
Sarah didn't see it. Bye, Sarah. See you.
It was great. Hey, you know what? We can lead into our instrument with Star Wars, don't you think? Is that a... Okay, so we're doing clarinet today. Is that a clarinet or an oboe?
At the beginning, It's actually a name for it. There's a proper. They actually have a proper Star Wars name for it.
It's a glubula glop.
Is it?
Anyway, we're doing the clarinet today.
Ah, the clarinet.
Which does sound good in jazz and swing. It's such an expressive instrument. It can kind of whine. It can also sort of be moaning and sad. Like it's
what's going on in the background emotional. There? Hold on. It can be moaning. It's a storytelling instrument, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's. I mean, like the human voice, probably not yours, more like mine. But very expressive. It can do a lot of things. And, you know, it's a classical instrument, but it's also used in a lot of different traditions.
So what's that we're listening to? What's that?
Fugazi.
Fugazi? Yes. Oh, my God, it's so yes. That's Fugazi. That's a punk attitude towards a clarinet, isn't it?
That's right. And did you know Patti Smith plays the clarinet?
I could have. If you'd said to me what instrument, I would have said maybe clarinet. She looks a bit like a clarinet.
And I was told to also mention Squidward. Very famous clarinet player.
What about the clarinet? Okay, we're talking. It's a woodwind or brass? Woodwind.
It's a woodwind. It's a woodwind.
So it's got a reed.
Single reed,
yep.
And so apparently the ancient shepherds played something like it, but the formal clarinet emerged in the 1700s in Germany. And the common one that everyone plays is the B-flat soprano. So, you know, impress your friends, go into the music store and say, can I buy a B-flat soprano clarinet? And they used to be made out of wood, but the cheaper ones now are made out of resin.
Resin, delicious.
And some people make their own reeds, you know, because it's like literally reeds.
So just like
yep.
flax
yep.
or something like that.
Yeah.
Bamboo. Reeds, probably
particular
just reeds.
Particular cane.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when you went to school and you get the cane. Yeah.
One of the musics that's really clarinet-y is klezmer. I don't know if you ever heard a bit of Jewish klezmer. Really rowdy. Roma music, Albania, Bulgaria,
traveling people music.
Yeah. Macedonia, Turkey, and it's big in Arabic pop. So it's like
it does. It's still rocking the world in Arabic pop, isn't
multiple
it?
Uses. You know, we think of it as classical, but it's really big thing in marching bands and jazz.
What else we got? What other examples of clarinet do we have? Well, I'm going to see what we got next. We've got
So should we play a bit of swing?
No, we're not playing the other one. We're playing this one.
Okay, we're playing a bit of indie.
A bit of what? Who's
that? This is an indie band from Taiwan.
Oh. Oh, listen to that sneaky little cartoon character. Oh. It's like the music's taking her hand and dancing around the room, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got a great... Do you outside it's sort of classical, you know, almost backing instrument.
It's a little bit adult. It's a little bit like a liqueur.
Oh, I'm liking that.
See what I mean? So it just it says a little bit of adult about it.
Apparently the Beatles used it quite a bit.
Oh, Beatles used everything.
Quite a bit. Supertramp.
Supertramp.
Ben Folds 5. Who else we got? A$AP Rock. Sinatra, Very Good Year. Yeah. Oh, when I was 17.
Wait,
so is that jazz, you know?
I mean, it's got good. The highs and the lows are very much within comfortable listening range.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, what's next? Let's get on to what's
okay,
next.
Our last one is our Swingy Dingy.
Oh, look at that.
Some of us old folks will remember it. And the leader of the band, he now runs a martini bar in Hawaii. Isn't that perfect?
Oh, Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Yes. You might know from such big hits as Annie, I'm Not Your Daddy.
Yes. So 1982.
And of course, Stool Pigeon. Cha cha cha.
Yes.
What's the track
Caribbean
called?
Caribbean Cab Calloway. Wonderful thing, baby.
It's a wonderful thing, baby. I'm not hearing a lot of clarinet in there. What's in the background? Is that the doo-doo in the background? Maybe it's now. See, I couldn't look no better. I can't hear the clarinet.
Oh, we got a band tuning up.
Yeah. Not a band. Bloody live music for free for people. Jesus. It's becoming great. Take it all with ease. Before you break your back or get a heart attack. I can't hear a clarinet in there at all. I passed the phones over to the doctor.
It's not coming through.
The clarinet's just not good. Maybe it's a...
It's not coming through. There is clarinet on the track.
It's a ghost clarinet.
We've got like... I think they've panned it to one of the sides.
Maybe the listeners can hear it. Maybe it's the Emperor's new clarinet.
There. It is there.
Maybe it's the Emperor's new clarinet.
And other versions of the song.
What are we looking at? Clarinet on Trade Me. Let's have a look.
Difficult to learn. Are you going to look it up?
I'm going to look it up. Clarinet on Trade Me. Secondhand.
Well, you can rent them for the kids, and they can learn it in orchestra.
Oh, they might catch somebody else's spit in the reed.
No, you change them. You buy fresh reeds.
Buy fresh reeds. Good call.
And what I've heard is that the fingering is relatively similar in the saxophone as well, so one you can... You can translate some of those skills.
Once your fingers have started dancing up and down that sax, you might want to give the clarinet a bit of a tickle as well. Hey, I didn't sell my accordion, by the way.
Yeah, how much?
I didn't sell it. She decided against it.
Oh.
So the accordion, my awesome accordion, my beautiful accordion that I was going to put up on Trade Me, but I won't. I'd sell it to a BFM listener for $150.
What do you think this is, Trade Me or The Breakfast Show?
I've got Trade Me coming up now there. Clarinets. They'll be under that, won't it? Okay, here we go. We're looking at a Vienna clarinet, 445. Yamaha clarinet, 700.
That's pretty cheap.
$1,050 for a Yamaha clarinet.
These are your secondhand ones.
If you're looking for clarinet cork grease.
Yeah.
Okay, that's only $7. So that's obviously
good. Well, maybe get the grease first.
Yeah, well, get the cork.
You know, get yourself started.
Get the cork, wouldn't you, first?
Yeah, get yourself started.
Oh, clarinet swab. Just Black Legend, the best, $36. What are you swabbing on your clarinet? The Buffett clarinet and Glory. The Glory clarinet. Does that look a glory hole?
Oh, my. We had to go there.
A Sound Z clarinet for $100. That's a deal. $200 buy now. Clarinet, $99.
I would rent one properly from the shop. Rent a good Yamaha. and see if you like it.
Yeah, yeah.
See if you like it.
You have a loyalty program? All right, okay, I'm with you. All right.
Okay.
It's cool. So, this live radio thing's cool, like, it's like
a,
this.
It's a street clarinet. But yeah, they can, you can play them in your marching bands. You can play them in your marching bands. You know?
We don't have a lot of marching bands happening at the moment that I've seen. Bridge, you'd know more about that.
Yeah.
Bridge, you're across the music at BFM and the new bands coming at you all the time. Any marching bands?
Plenty. Yeah, Auckland's stacked with them.
See,
I think your band should start considering marching while you play.
The Continental Airlines Brass Band, I remember that. Roger Fox, big band.
All right, so we...
All right, Sarah's giving it the hurry up. All right, so there we go.
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.